Keith through the middle finds Dunkley and he waits for the run. Keith continues to go. They're up over the centre. The Eagles have barely laid a finger on them as they continue to go. McNeil back to Keith. Third possession in the chain. Knocked away from Bontempelli. Spills past Jones. Keith goes again. The defender, he just kept going and going and going. Keith with the goal from defence to attack. And he's enjoying it.
Should have been goal of the year. It wasn't. We move on. We look forward and not back. And we're about to speak to Alex Keith. And one of the silliest things I ever did was filled my car with the diesel instead of the petrol.
This doesn't shock me a bit.
Didn't go down well. Alex Keith, as he joins us, is having similar car issues. Hello, Alex.
G'day, fellas. I didn't know you could hear that when I mentioned it to Steve-O, but yeah, I'm in a bit of strife in the car this morning.
What have you done?
I've just got to training, and I've got the key stuck in the ignition chamber. So I've jiggled the gear stick, and I've jiggled the steering wheel, but no success. If anyone's got any tips, then I'm all ears.
So that's not really your fault, though. It's just sort of jammed in there.
I've probably done something to stuff it up, but
car's not running, but you just can't get the key out.
Yeah, correct. I might have to leave it in while I'm at training. So if anyone wants a Honda,
any advice, please send a text in on 0416 90 50 52.
Some would say you're in the right suburb, but we won't go there, Alex.
Alex, how was the week? How was the wash-up from that very exciting win over GWS on Saturday night? One of the most pulsating games this season.
Yeah, boys are a little bit sore. It was a pretty quick game. Obviously, yeah, just great to get 4 points. We've been a bit inconsistent with our form. So, in a shootout, it was an enjoyable game to play in. But also, obviously, there's a bit defensively that we need to tighten up. So, don't want to be playing every week like that.
I'm interested in how Bevo saw that. I mean, like you said, we watched and went, oh, this is great, old school footy. Did Bevo saw in the review go, you know what, we don't like this?
He's pretty measured about his review week to week. Yeah. I think he'd be pleased that we were able to score heavily, and it just ended up being an end-to-end game. The teams were giving opportunities to each other to move the ball, so it wasn't sort of a slow build the ball up type game at any point really. So I think he'd be keen to let us know that defensively we can tighten a few things up, but sometimes that can just be the flavour of the match. So it was good that we were able to outscore them at least.
And as a defender, how do you feel in those games when it's literally an absolute shootout, there's not a lot of midfield pressure and the forwards basically have it where they want it delivered?
Yeah, no, it's difficult. We would have liked to defend better as a back six. It's obviously a team thing, as you mentioned, with a fair bit of ball coming through the middle of the ground. But, there's some things that we would have liked to do better as defenders. And obviously, Toby Green's an exceptional player, and he'll prey on any sort of lapses in concentration or anything that we might have.
And the injury, I mean, Taylor Duray, your fellow backman, that's, thankfully it's not a serious knee, and Tim English we lost, and probably Cody Waitman. So you've got a few soldiers down.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge for the squad, but, we've got guys putting their hand up in the VFL, so, it'll be a couple out and some great opportunities for some guys coming in.
And how's Tim O'Brien, your co-defender, up against the old club? Is he a bit toe? Is he that sort of character, or he'll take it in his stride?
Yeah, he's pretty chill, big Timmy O'Brien. He's pretty horizontal with the way he approaches it. We love his temperament. He's great to play with from that point of view, really positive and relaxed out there, which, we love. But obviously, playing against the old side, it's a bit of a strange one, so... Yeah, looking forward to Friday night.
And you mentioned playing Friday night. It's the most over-analysed, over-previewed game, and the overreactions are just terrific as well. Do you enjoy the Friday night where the whole footy world's watching? And let's face it, when you win, it's blown out of proportion the next morning, and when you lose, the same thing can happen.
Yeah, no, that's it. The microscope's on, but I think players love it just in general. You play under lights in the big games. You want to play well in the big games, and then also you get your weekend a bit more once you get your game out of the way. So I think players in general do enjoy the Fridays.
Now, we played that goal, that amazing goal. Is it right you didn't even get nominated for Goal of the Week?
Robbed.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
I'm sure the boys let you know that.
The club started a mini campaign, which was kind of them, but I might have needed to be a bit closer to the boundary.
Yeah, not leery enough, just too skillful. That was the problem. Now, we know last year was so interrupted. It culminated with the Bulldogs making the grand final, which I'm sure was a great experience despite the outcome. This year, normality's returned. Have you enjoyed this year more? Have you got back to just doing your normal routine and you've really appreciated again? Because the last few years were just so upended.
Yeah, definitely enjoyed the week to week is being home more and not on the road as much. And last year was incredible. It'll be one of our best memories from our careers, I would have thought. It's traveling around the country. I think we played in three or four states throughout the final series, and plenty of time together on the road, and building those relationships and things, and getting looked after really well at nice hotels. And sometimes we weren't allowed outside of our room with some pretty strict COVID protocols and whatever else, but look back pretty fondly. Apart from obviously halfway through the third quarter onwards in the grand final.
I know week by week's the cliche, but it's sort of everyone, you can't not look at this ladder, and it's very congested this year, very wide open, but you guys are in the no real mistakes scenario for the last 9 weeks, really?
Yeah, I think so. We don't really see it like that. I think, as I said, we've had our inconsistencies throughout the first half of the year, and we're just trying to build some continuity with our form, and I think the ladder will sort of take care of itself. It does. Yeah, it is extremely congested, but as we're seeing this week, lots of sides are playing it, other sides that are really close to them on the ladder. So I think it'll start to take shape, and we just want to make sure that our form warrants us once it comes to that pointy end.
Alex, a few messages coming through off the SMS. I'll hit you with two at once. Is it true you've met the Queen? And the other question is, can you compare playing for the Melbourne Stars compared to playing AFL footy?
That is true. I don't know where that text message has come from.
The Queen, yeah, when?
Very, very interested to know. I've played a few games of cricket through the Crusaders, which is a fantastic organisation that loves to promote the spirit of cricket and work with young players from different backgrounds and give them opportunities to play in different situations against schools and also on tours. So in England, the great Swan Richards is pretty good mates with the Queen. He's a bit of a larrikin Australian and famous in cricket circles. But the Queen loves him. So she invited the team, the Crusaders, along to play at the Royal Household, which is on her grounds, and she drives down in a Range Rover without a license and has a look at the game. And fortunate enough to be playing, and she came along and met. We all lined up before the game, and was fortunate enough to meet her. So you weren't allowed to say anything, but Her Majesty.
So just shake the hand and nod.
Pretty much, yeah. I didn't. Was it? I think David Boone or someone might have had a chin wag with her. It might have been frowned upon, but you weren't allowed to say much. So.
Booney's just having a little chat.
Now, Alex, we've got some chat room, Honda chat room to help you out here. I think they're just saying just keep ripping the steering wheel. If that doesn't happen, you've got an ignition cylinder. And then, I like this line, call a mechanic.
Very good. Oh, thank you.
So if you keep ripping the steering wheel, if not, you're in trouble.
We've covered all bases today, so we've all learnt something today. You know the Queen, and you're on a first-name basis, and that was sent through by Big Roo, so I'll let you try and work out who that was, and you might be able to give him a little clip next time you do see him. But, Alex, we've loved having a chat today, mate. Thank you so much, and best of luck in Friday night footy.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
Alex Keith, what a superstar he is. And the good news is, speaking of superstars, our man, John J. Hollywood Bowden, is ready with the 8 o'clock news.